Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We're going to be facing a very important issue today. I believe it's an issue that's on national and international news. It's an issue that we're all confronted with, whether it's America or any other nation around the globe. This war with Russia that's taking place in Ukraine as I speak is a war that pretends it sets the stage for what God is going to do in the eschatological future of this whole world. I believe we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the first of the chessmen moving on the God's chessboard that will show up, that's shown, already shown to us in the scripture as to what God is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, today, all across America, I believe people have awakened this morning, noticing that we're facing a fluid, ever-changing, very dangerous world scene. Russia has just invaded the Ukraine. It is a war in Ukraine. Now, a lot of people today, multitudes, perhaps you're one of them, that will assert, well, that's thousands of miles away. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect America. We should not be concerned. We'll continue to do things as we've always done them. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you that I believe we are watching the unalterable, unchangeable, non-mendable things that are taking place in the world that will set the stage for God's word to simply come alive. Multitudes as Christians, as pastors and churches and theological leaders have simply ignored the truth of the Word of God for many, many centuries now as to what God is doing. I have contended that we need to look at everything on a global basis, everything on a local basis, everything that we see, everything that we know that's taking place. We need to look at it, view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about this war with Russia, the invasion of Ukraine? Now, by the way, just for your little footnote, side note that I might want to point out, Ukraine and that part of the world is where the Biden cabal, led by Hunter Biden, made the mega millions of dollars that went into the till of the Biden cabal family. And may I say to you that I believe, my most humble opinion is, that the hundreds of millions of dollars of weaponry, war equipment, and material that's been shipped to Ukraine in the past couple of months, there's a major portion of that that's going through the hands of someone that's connected to the Biden family cabal. And as a result of that, they will make millions off what is taking place, which is death and dying and devastation, destruction, and the formerly what you would call free land. They were not totally free. It wasn't a constitutional republic. It wasn't even a true democracy. But nevertheless, Putin has invaded. Dozens have already died as of today. Major, major devastation taking place to buildings, airports being shut down, and the runway strafed so that they cannot be used. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today. What your opinion, your thoughts? Where do you think this is going? Who caused it? Was Joe Biden part of the cause? Can we blame Joe Biden for this event in Ukraine? I believe so, and we'll talk about it. Should something have been done sooner? Absolutely, without any question. Should America put boots on the streets in Ukraine? I think not. but we already have thousands upon thousands in the NATO countries surrounding Ukraine. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very dangerous, very fluid, changing moment-by-moment situation in the Ukraine. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this, as each and every day, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's the book that we should turn to. That's the book that we should know. That's the book that should be inculcated in our lives, is the truth book, the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, as he spoke to them in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14, 6, "I am truth." And further he states in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should be take precedence in our lives and what we say and what we do. It should be that which we encourage others to use as the guidebook for their lives. But, ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected today, rebuffed today, refused today, dissed and demeaned today, as perhaps never before in the history of our world. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's very true today. This is the reason I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." So let me challenge you with that mantra, if you can call it that today. Let me encourage you to live the truth. Seek the truth. You won't find the truth on CNN or any of the other network news sources. Truth comes from the Word of God. It is the truth book. Learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and stand for the truth, ladies and gentlemen, even if it means your life is on the limb. And I believe there's a time with an hour in the future, everyone under the sound of my voice will find that you must stand on truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full staff with the knowledgeable backgrounds of what to do and what to say and how to handle your questions. The knowledgeable staff with Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, there's good news from Tools for Time. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place for working. It is a family-oriented, family-friendly environment. The Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that all of the employees can worship with their families in the house of God. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is a place to work today. And you can drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Fill out your employment application and wait for an interview. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to sit up and take notice as to what's happening in the Ukraine today. It's not isolated. I believe that it's going to be very, very rampant. I don't believe, as one news source said on the early morning news, it would probably be several weeks or a few months and it would be over. I do not happen to go along with that philosophical rhetoric on that basis. I believe it's going to be elongated. I believe it's going to be weeks, months, and perhaps even years. As one other news commentator said this morning, this could very well stretch into years and years in the future. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly right. If we look at the Word of God and know what the Scripture says in relationship to the end time prophetic events in the Scripture, I believe we're going to watch the setting of the stage, the putting the chessmen in place on the chessboard as to what you find in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what I have simply called for years and years and years the war with Russia. It is where Russia leads a coalition. Listen to some of these geographical places and the countries that's listed in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. These are five nations, ladies and gentlemen, that's presently dominated by Islamist jihadists. And I believe we're going to see, as we're watching some of these nations coalesce around Vladimir Putin, the Russian tyrant. Vladimir Putin's had the election time and time again, but he's always reelected. We understand it's the type of election that we had in 2020 in America with the Dominion software, and it's already predetermined who's going to be the winner with that type of software and hardware program. And that's what's happened because Putin has been in position now for over 20 years, and I believe he'll continue to stay there. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. Putin declares special military operations in Ukraine. Explosions are reported in multiple Ukrainian cities. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a special military operation in Ukraine. He said Russia doesn't plan to occupy. That's absolute lie. Russia doesn't plan to occupy Ukraine, and said that the Ukrainian military should immediately lay down its arms. That's the statement from Vladimir Putin. Putin also said that any foreign attempt to interfere, listen carefully, any foreign attempt to interfere with Russia's actions will trigger an immediate reaction from Russia and will lead to consequences they have not seen before, end quote. And that statement was made in particular in the sense of what America may or may not do. This article says the prayers of the entire world are now with the people of the Ukraine tonight as they suffer an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. Biden said, that's Biden's statement, Russia alone is responsible for the death and destruction of this attack that this attack will bring, and the United States and its allies and partners will respond in a united and decisive way. The world will hold Russia accountable. That's some pretty bold statements from a weak, weak President Joe Biden. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that Russia has been rattling the sabers and talking about the potential of the invasion of Ukraine now for approximately a year? You realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in 2014, when Joe Biden was the vice president under Barack Hussein Obama, Russia went in and took parts of the Ukrainian, country, and Joe Biden and Barack Obama sat doing nothing. In fact, one major military component of the U.S. Military apparatus just on the early morning news made the statement that if Biden and Obama had done more in 2014, this could have been avoided today. It's because we have a weak president, ladies and gentlemen. Russia launches, this article says, Russia launches invasion of Ukraine and dozens are dead. Russia launched that long-predicted invasion of the Ukrainians overnight, and dozens are reported dead within the first few hours. Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, threatened unspecified consequences if anybody involved. The Washington Examiner estimated the immediate death toll of more than 50 Ukrainian soldiers and civilians as explosions from incoming rockets and missiles and munitions were reported from Kiev to Odessa. It goes further, ladies and gentlemen, where now Joe Biden is saying, we're going to give you more sanctions. We're going to put harsher sanctions on you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that, as one researcher stated, that America now gets upward of 30% of its crude oil from Russia? And as the Russian invasion is taking place, and we'll get on that in just a moment, you perhaps ask the question, what does it do? What are the ripple effects for the United States of America? How should we respond, especially as conservatives and Christians and patriots? How should we respond? What should we do? The questions are very, very valid and should be answered, and I believe we can find the answer to that, and I believe that God's Word gives us the answer as to what we should do as believers in particular. Joe Biden, even Joe Biden's appearance, ladies and gentlemen, his appearance as being weak invites the enemies of America and the enemies of the free world to enter into conflict now that Russia has launched a full frontal attack on Ukraine. What allowed this to happen? What do you think caused it to take place? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget, throughout this broadcast today, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917, interject with your thoughts, your summations, your ideas, and your suggestions as to what you feel is the cause and what is the answer. How should we then live, as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10? What should we do? If the foundation be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? In Psalms 11:3, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching America slide into socialism, communism, and the destruction of our national sovereignty. We've been watching that since Sleepy Joe went into office. Joe Biden has no intent to do anything other than what he calls Build Back Better. And the Build Back Better is a Karl Marx philosophy and phrase, and you've got to tear down what's here to build back. And so Biden, I believe, you can refute this if you like. We can discuss it and challenge it if you prefer. But I believe that all of this, even though it's in the sovereign hand of God, I believe that all of this is orchestrated from the standpoint of major powers that wants to undermine, tear down, and destroy America. Because, ladies and gentlemen, while our focus will be on Ukraine now for months and months and months, while the focus is on supporting the Ukrainian military, while our focus is on a war with Russia, there are going to be things that will take place in America that will further erode our nation's sovereignty. One of those things being, I believe that we're on a fast track for a totalitarian government. We've seen that now by fiat in the past year plus since Biden went into office. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for watching, because of the war, because of what is taking place with what has taken place with Canada and the martial law that was carried out there by executive order, I believe that we're on the fast track for Joe Biden to institute martial law in the United States of America. And it'll be under the guise of protecting you and protecting me. They have failed miserably in their attempt to force every American to be vaccinated, inoculated with a serum that's taking lives and paralyzing people and killing people around the globe and here in America also. They have failed miserably with their attempt to absolute cause all Americans to submit. And so they're still on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. Keep in mind, the fast track is to destroy the foundation of America. And if our foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If our foundation, and by the way, we find the major, major responsibility of any president is to protect our borders and to protect us from any internal or external damage that will destroy our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has not been asleep at the wheel. This is an orchestrated plan to destroy the continuity and the sovereignty of our constitutional republic called the United States of America. And if that doesn't concern every Christian listening, if that doesn't cause you to be excited and understanding that we have a major, major problem in our nation, then I don't know of anything else that will. I'm looking at an article that said America is plunging into endemic lawless society. We'll touch on that later. Here's an article that says, is America headed down toward the path of totalitarianism as the trail has already been blazed by Trudeau in Canada? And we're going to find, ladies and gentlemen, that a number of issues come into play with the focal point of being the undermining, destroying of our nation. And so this that we see taking place in Ukraine today with the war with Russia is vital. It is a vital part to the economic destruction plan of Biden. It's a vital part with the plan of undermining American sovereignty. It's a part of the plan, the bigger picture, as someone has called it. It is the part of the bigger picture of seeing what God is doing in relationship to the end time events that's recorded in the scripture. When we talk about this frontal attack on Ukraine and what allowed it to take place, is it because Putin wants a reasonable reason to destroy the constitutionality of America? Is it because Putin wants to reassemble old USSR? Is it because Biden wants to destroy America? Or is it because Putin is wanting to reassemble the old USSR? Is it because Joe Biden is weak and Putin sees him as a straw tiger? Did our national security team underestimate Putin's threats and Putin's power? Is that part of it? Is the Russian war against Ukraine part of God's global plan to bring about his ultimate goal for America and for the world? We're asking questions. I want to hear from you. 831-0917, 831-0917. Will this war with Russia go global in the near future? I say yes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're living in the last of the last days, according to my Bible. We're living in the last of the last days where the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the taking away of the Christians out of this old world. And then, ladies and gentlemen, when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist steps on the scene, he'll rule and reign with an iron fist. We're seeing all of these things coming about. And part of that is what you find in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is war with Russia. War with Russia. It leads into the ultimate conflagration that is called the Battle of Armageddon. War with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not the Battle of Armageddon, as some have concluded it is. It is not. And you can go into Ezekiel 38 and 39 and find that after the war with Russia is concluded, it takes 7 years and 7 months to clean up the war debris and bury the dead. And that will not happen in the millennial reign, because at the conclusion of the Battle of Armageddon, Jesus Christ comes back and will rule and reign for 1,000 years. There'll not be the cleaning up of the war machinery and the burying of the dead at that period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a very crucial, pivotal point in America today. This thing with the war with Russia and Ukraine is not an isolated event. It's not something because it's thousands of miles away that it doesn't affect us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to affect everything that is done in America. It'll affect every dime that you spend at the store. It will affect every dime that we spend at the gas pumps. It will affect every product that we receive. It will affect everything that is done by way of transportation. And it will also affect, ladies and gentlemen, our internet. I believe that one of the things that Putin is going to do is shut off the internet services, some way invade our internet services in America and shut down much of what would be called the electronic transportation in our nation. He's already threatened to do so. On one of the articles that I read recently, he said that the world needs to remember that Russia is a nuclear nation. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, something I've been wondering for a long time, and you were just touching on it, that the rapture should happen before any final war, such as Armageddon. And if that's correct, that could happen at any time. But let's say people are still here. We are drawn into a war of some kind. There'll be one prior to Armageddon. If you could explain that to me, and everything else, I agree with 100% with what you're saying as far as prophecy goes.
Yes, sir, Ray. Well, thank you for the question. If I believe your question is, when time frame, chronologically, when will this war with Russia, i.e. Ezekiel 38 and 39, take place? It will take place, ladies and gentlemen, in the last of the last days, which is where we are now. There's no exact time frame that is given, but we do know that it will take place in part of the earlier portion of the days of the tribulation. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. But we're seeing a precursor to what is called the war with Russia, the big picture, in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The rapture of the church is on the horizon. There's not another sign that needs to take place in the realm of eschatological, theological truth before the rapture of the church takes place. Now, there's a lot of signs still to be fulfilled before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, but there are no signs to be fulfilled for the rapture. And we're watching the precursor. Now, this that we're seeing today with Russia will continue to invade. Russia will continue. Putin believes that God has put him there to reassemble all of the old USSR and bring together all of the old Russian empire of yesteryear. And that's what he's attempting to do. And eventually, in this battle with Russia, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the five nations that's led by Russia will want to invade Israel. And as a result of that, it will be a conflagration that will spread around the globe and will be a major, major, major lead into the Battle of Armageddon, which finalizes the days on this earth before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we have Fred on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hello, Brother Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your show, and I really appreciate when you say the infallible Word of God, inerrant, like you say a bunch of different things about the Word of God. And to me, that's the most important thing of all your show is the Word of God is Jesus. That's who is. So my petition to you, this is just a petition. Please speak the name of Jesus more on your show and teach the people to love him, because he is the Word. He is the King.
Fred, you're exactly right. One of the things that doesn't mean that every sentence needs to have Jesus in it for it to be a Jesus Christ-centered, Christ-oriented broadcast. I believe it's necessary for people to wake up, smell the coffee, and realize the reality. When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, he talked in real sense. And a lot of folks call it negative preaching, negative teaching. But Jesus did that. He talked with those that were the Pharisees and the hypocrites. He called them that. He called them out. When the Apostle Paul spoke, when Peter spoke, when Daniel spoke, he wasn't and sugarcoating it with every other word being Jesus, though the whole focal point, and we know that from the Christian standpoint and from the eschatological truth of the Word of God, it is the sovereign hand of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's on the throne today, that according to John chapter 5, verse 26, 22 and 26, says that Jesus Christ is going to be the judge of all of the universe. But when he returns, he'll be seated on his throne for 1,000 years, ruling out of Jerusalem and reigning over this entire world. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we understand that. But the broadcast is not focused on expository preaching. I do that on other times of the day. But the expository preaching where you're focusing on verse by verse, what does the scripture say? This is a totally different program. We're talking about events that affect us as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. And what should we do? We need to be involved. We need to be salt and light. The Lord Jesus charged us with that responsibility. So you're right, and yet at the same time, if I can benevolently say, you're wrong, because the broadcast is not designed to be Jesus, 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 every other word. The broadcast is to say what we need to do in going back to him, submitting ourselves, surrendering our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and allowing him to rule and reign in our lives, and asking him to heal our land, as is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. But Fred, thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the war with Russia. What is taking place in the Ukraine? Is it something that's happened, Stan? Is it something that just fell into place? Or is it something that we can look at and see a larger picture? I believe we need to go back and recognize that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness and rulers in the high places. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about demonic activity in the globe today. And the closer we get to the rapture of the church, the more we're going to see in that demonic activity that is taking place in the world. And someone asked the question in relationship to Putin. I believe that Putin has a heart that is absolutely totally controlled with demonic activities, with the demonic domain controlling his life. And we see everything but goodness coming out of that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about with this frontal attack on Ukraine out of Russia. Is it because of Putin wanting to have the reassembling of the USSR? Is it because Joe Biden is weak and Putin sees him as a straw tiger? Is it because our national security made an error in its estimates? I don't believe that. I believe that our national security apparatus fully understands and fully knows what Putin was doing, what he's doing. And I believe that the Joe Biden administration's known since they've gone in office. Joe Biden knew this before going in office as president. Joe Biden knew this when he was the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama as the vice president back in 2014, when they allowed Putin to do the same thing on a smaller scale. Is it the Russian war machine that's against Ukraine today? Is it possible that it's part of God's plan for the bringing about the ultimate goal of America and the world order as we know it? I believe that's it. We're watching God's plan. We're watching God's eschatological future come into play. We're watching what God is doing on a chronological basis. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hello? I'm reading a lot of posts on social media even today. A lot of them seeing exactly what's taking place from an eschatological perspective. You know, the hints of things to come is what I'm saying. And others, there are some believers that are of the mind that, we need to tell people, no, this is not the end of time. They've been saying, we're near the end for 2,000 years. But I would say these words are intended not to scare folks, but to prepare folks. We need to realize what's coming.
Greg, hang on there for about 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news as we continue our discussion today on war with Russia.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.